You're listening to SBS News.
Four women and 13 children with links to IS fighters were repatriated from Syria to Western Sydney in late October. And several mayors complained about the decision, with one concern the area had become a dumping ground. Labor MP Chris Bowen, whose federal electorate covers the outer western suburbs, says he wasn't given any notice of the repatriation plan.
I was utterly kept in the dark. The mayors were utterly kept in the dark. The community did not know. I dare say the reason you didn't ask questions, to be fair to you, is you weren't told either.
Chris Bowen and the Home Affairs Minister Claire O'Neill met with the mayors for an hour at Fairfield City Council. A counter-terrorism expert and security personnel also attended. Fairfield Mayor Frank Cabone says he's really pleased to learn the women and children would be placed around Australia where they have family.
The Minister took on board the point about making sure that they understand that the victims here are actually the refugees. They're actually those people that actually fled ISIS, and I think I made it clear to her that people would require her to take into account those people and their feelings and to understand that they're the ones going through the traumatic experiences, and that any future resettlements should be considered. Those people should be considered and taken into account.
Claire O'Neill says the repatriation decision was in Australia's national interest.
One of the things that needs to be understood here is that these are Australian citizens. Now, the Australian government has a choice. We can bring these people back to Australia in a managed way where we can make sure that the community is kept safe.
Greg Dyatt, SBS News.